We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though. Podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my co-host is Sean Price. Sean and I met while taking classes together at the Second City Conservatory. The good old days. Anyway, I titled this podcast Super Happy Germans because that's kind of what it turns into. But the actual name of the show is Staring Into the Abyss. Sean wanted to do a podcast about two German guys who are really into existentialism. And we touch on that. German culture, movies, but in the nature of improv, it kind of just goes wherever. And basically, we just stayed German. Before we start, I just want to say that we had some audio issues that I pretty much fixed. Sean's microphone had some weird crackling in post, and it was too late to change. We'd have to start the whole podcast over. But they're few and far between. Some you might not even notice. So anyway, enjoy the show.
Aus der Pfalz, der reitet durch den grünen Wald, er schießt das Wild daher, gleich wie es ihm gefällt.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Staring Into the Abyss. I am your host, Hans Ferdinand, and here is my co-host.
I'm Gunther Schrabbles.
Gunther Schrabbles and I will take you on a weekly excursion into the deep abyss of your soul.
It's very true. This week, we will start with our existential crisis of the week.
Existential crisis.
Of the week!
I will go first.
Okay.
On this Tuesday, I was staring into the ocean, and I thought to myself, where do fish go? And it made me go down a deep cycle of depression. And I thought, are we all just fish in a big ocean that is the universe?
I like that. Because we are really just fish.
We live on land.
Yes, and I cannot swim.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm very scared of the ocean.
I know.
It scares me.
The only thing that's more dark than your soul is the darkness of the ocean at night.
Oh, that is all so scary. Oh.
It all probably happened when you fell off that fishing boat.
Oh.
What was your existential crisis of the week?
I'm having one right now with the fishing boat.
Oh, no.
You brought back the fishing boat.
Let me get the smelling salts.
Already. Now it is already the time for this week in smelling salts.
Yes, at least once an episode. As you know, dear listener, we always had to get the smelling salts out. Okay, here you go. Now repeat the mantra. Just because the soul is dark does not mean the day is dark.
Thank you. My existential crisis came on a Thursday, which is usually my guten day.
Oh.
I saw...
Not guten day.
Yes, not in guten day. I saw a squirrel, and it was crushed by an automobile. And you could only see the bottom part of the squirrel. The cutest part, its fluffy tail. It was sticking out. And I thought to myself, if I was ever run over by a car, by an auto, there is no beauty part for you to see on me. Maybe if I was wearing a nice shirt or a nice pair of slacks.
You do have a great taste in slacks.
Thank you.
That was our existential crisis of the week. So this week's topic, we are going to talk about what is it to be in a dark room. So to experiment, me and my co-host both spent an entire day in a dark room.
Very dark.
No windows, no light whatsoever.
What did you do to prep your room?
So I taped a blanket over the window.
Oh, you have that big window.
I do. It's very wonderful in the summertime.
It is. It sees over the square.
What?
The square.
Yes, the square. Sees over the city square.
Could you not understand me?
I thought you were saying squirrel, and I thought you were going back to the squirrel that you saw murdered.
It is, you know, we are very different because most Germans have a hard time saying squirrel. But we have very easy time. Do you know that?
We do. Well, we've been doing a lot of practice.
I've been to America for schooling for 3 years, and that's where I learned to say squirrel.
They really jam it into your head how to say the word squirrel.
When I was over there, they'd always say, oh, Gunther's so funny because he can't say squirrel correctly.
Little known fact, Germany does not allow squirrels.
Fact. Not since the wall has fallen.
No.
So you tape your blanket.
Oh, yes. I taped my blanket to the window, and then I put a handkerchief around my face to cover up my eyeballs.
It's like you're playing the old German game. Schmack the Krugel.
Yes. Yes. For those of you who aren't aware, this is a favorite game of German children.
Yes, we have very many American listeners.
So, yes, we do. So, the way you play Schmack the Schmugel.
You know it. Every house says it differently.
Yes, I grew up saying Schmack the Schmugel, but yes. Everyone does say it differently.
So, it all starts out, you take un child, okay? You wrap his eyes in a handkerchief. Okay. You spin him around 17 times and clap.
And then you take a... Sorry.
What do you do?
So after you spin him around 17 times and you clap, then everyone takes a baseball bat and just hits him as hard as they can.
It's my favorite game as a child.
It's my favorite. It's not fun being the Schmugel.
You know, when I was in America, they play a similar game.
What's it called?
It's called Pintail Donkey.
Oh.
And you wear blindfolds and you take a piece of cloth with a nail and you jam it into a horse.
That sounds very cruel.
It's cruel and stupid. I don't like it. So you have on un handkerchief.
Yes, I put it on a handkerchief, and then I put on an ambient music album by my favorite German composer, Antof Schnuschnaff.
Oh, I love him. Have you heard his latest album?
Yes, it's just called...
Oh, it's so good.
I know. The whole album is just 3 hours of...
I tried to get tickets to his show. I thought the SS was here.
Oh, no, they're long gone.
Okay, every day I'm scared.
You don't have to worry about the SS anymore.
Well, they don't do anything to help us, because when I was a kid, my mom would always tell me a bedtime story with the SS, and it made me very scared.
Oh, yes. Us German children grew up with lots of scary fairy tales involving the SS. Mm-hmm.
It was called Hansel and Gretel and the SS.
Yes. How does that one go again? So Hansel and Gretel are in the woods.
Yes. And they are lost, so they lay down bread. And the SS comes and locks them away.
In a candy prison.
And they die in there.
And they die. No, there's no hope for Hansel and Gretel.
No.
They just die. They are the terrible irony of the story is that they are everything that is surrounded by them is made of candy, but they don't eat it.
No, because they are diabetic.
They are. Diabetes runs strong in Germany.
It does. Like our fists. So now you have one. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Your story, we keep going off on these tangents.
Your story is so far, I am enthralled.
Yes.
Every little bit of your story makes me think of another part of Germany. Yes.
So I have I put on the ambient music that's just...
Oh, it's so good. You're really good.
Oh, thank you. Well, I don't know if you knew this, but I was in a cover band in my younger days.
What? No.
Yes.
No.
I played the theremin.
Okay, so you're in room. Music is playing.
Oh, yes. And then I went to a deep, dark place within the recesses of my soul.
What did you find?
I found nothing. There is nothing after death. After life, but death.
That's so good.
What did you find on yours?
I went into Un Gut's mother's basement, and she had, that's where she cans all her vegetables.
Mm.
And It has a strong pungent smell. Mostly beets. And there's only one small window that you cannot fit out. So I just filled up the room with smoke. I started a fire.
Oh, this is very unnecessary. Yes. All you needed was a dark room.
Yes. Well, listening to your story made me realize how silly I was and how difficult it was. It was very stupid of me.
I'm just glad you're alive, but continue.
Okay. So I started in small fire. Okay. And I heard Ungut's mother, she yells down, "Gunther, what are you doing down there?" And I say, "Shut your mouth, Gut's mother. You are worthless to me. And society, you drain us." And she says, "I love you." And I say, "I love you too." So the room fills with smoke. I forgot that fire eats oxygen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eats oxygen and poops un carbon, CO2, dioxide.
Yes.
I failed science class.
There's no need for science. Nothing matters.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway.
And I pooped out.
Oh, you pooped out. And what did you see when you pooped out? Where did you go?
I had a dream, but it was about the boat again.
Oh, no, not the
Every
boat.
Every time about the boat.
No.
Yeah. So that's... I came to when Gut's mother had put out on fire. She'd carried me up the two stories. The basement is... very deep.
It's a deep bunker of a basement.
It is. She built it before the Great War.
Before World War One.
Yes. Before we were attacked twice by America.
That's right.
And other countries.
We did nothing.
We were sitting here enjoying strudels. Anyway, she picks me up and I wake up and I had sad times. And I realize that at the moment that I wish she had left me down there to die.
Oh. That is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Hans.
So that was great. So let's move on to the... So I watched a movie.
Oh! Is it movie?
It's movie
time. It's movie time.
Every week, as you know, we review a different movie and go on a scale from happy to incredibly sad.
Yes.
It's movie time, movie time. Time to go to the movies. Let's go get some popcorn and strudel.
We only review very sad movies.
Yes, very sad ones.
So this one may be the saddest.
We saw different movies this week, though.
Oh, you're right. Okay, you're right.
But I might have already seen the movie that you saw.
Okay, well, I'll go
so
first.
So you go watch your movie.
So it was this documentary called Dear Zachary.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Oh. I have. It made me hate Canada.
Oh, Canada's the worst.
It's the worst. If you have not seen Dear Zachary and you do not cry, you are evil man.
That's right.
And I want you to be my father.
What?
What?
Mm.
What did you think of Dear Zachary?
I thought it was incredibly sad and soul-crushing. So it was the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Easily top movie of all time.
I give it 5 Ingmars out of 5 Bergmans.
Oh, this is your first 5.
That's right. It's a perfect Ingmar Bergman.
I feel like I'm part of historic moment.
That's right. Plenty of Molly and Me only got 4.5.
Oh, I know. Because it only was
my
sad
girl was close, but it only got 4.5.
He cannot see with own glasses. Get him his glasses. Where is his glasses? He cannot unsee without un glasses. The bees have unstung him. I am little girl and do not understand death. But I do because I live in un death parlor.
That was very beautiful.
Thank you. I was un reenactment. I hope we don't get sued. That wasn't actual clip from movie. That was
no. Just don't understand. That was not a clip from the actual movie.
Yes.
That was you just reciting lines.
Yes. I'm sorry, everyone. Now you don't have to pay price of admission to see that. And now you can go see Dear Zachary, which is on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
Yes, it's very good.
I recommend watching it after a very sad day. Like a day where like your boss yells at you at work and you like you give a girl the yes, no, maybe, and she doesn't say anything, and then watch it for maximum sadness.
Did you have another bad day in work?
Yes, I did.
Most listeners do not know in work.
I do customer service.
Oh.
And it is the most existential dread of a job you could ever think of.
That is true fact.
I do customer service for a box company. I don't know if you ever heard of cardboard.
I have.
But anytime someone buys a cardboard box and they have an issue, they call me.
Oh.
And you would not... You could not fathom how many people have issues with cardboard boxes.
Who has problem with cardboard box?
You couldn't fathom it, but it is a lot.
No.
We get a huge call volume every day.
No way.
Every
how?
Day.
Who impossible?
Let me give you an example. You be me, okay. And I'll be a customer who calls.
Oh, I'm your?
Yeah.
Okay, this situation.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Just right. To show you an example of what I go through okay. On a daily basis.
Okay, I am you. Hold on. I take drinks.
Okay. Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, this is a weird call center. But I just have a beeping sound and un headset?
No, we still use rotary phones.
Oh, this is very weird. Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Lift up large receiver, hold to an ear. Guten Tag.
Yeah, I got a cardboard box the other day. And I tried to put buckets of water in it. And it just seeped through the cardboard. Can I get a refund on that?
Sir, I cannot understand anything when saying.
Listen.
What?
You listen to me good. I bought a brand new state-of-the-art cardboard box. And I was moving buckets of water from one house to the other. Because I do that. And this water. Do you understand the word water?
Sir, are you from Italian? Are you Italian?
Well, my wife is Italian.
I cannot understand you.
I am in Dallas, Texas right now.
Oh! In Dallas, Texas?
Yeah, go Cowboys.
How sad is it?
What?
How sad is it?
Well, the Cowboys lost in the first round of the playoffs, so it's pretty dang sad here.
That was all just gibberish to me.
Do you speak English, Espanol?
I speak a little, yes, both.
Listen.
El gato es muy gordo.
I just want a refund for this cardboard box I bought.
Okay, we'll send it right away.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Sit down. That wasn't very difficult.
No, try that, doing that all day, every day.
But he has a very nice accent.
For some reason, most of them come from the southern parts of the United States.
Good cowboys.
You do what?
That's what he said. So I saw a different movie.
Oh, yes. This is the thing we were doing.
I saw un Marmaduke, a large, slobbering dog that wreaks havoc on his family's life. It's very sad. It's very dark. I give it 3 umlauts out of 7.
We both have different rating systems, and I love it.
Yes. Yes. Have you ever seen Un Marmaduke?
I have not. Does Marmaduke die at the end?
No.
Then
he
I don't.
Lives,
oh.
But he is evil.
What?
And he spreads it throughout, constantly.
Well, that sounds enticing.
He is in Un
Does Marmaduke have a celebrity doing the voice?
Yes.
Who is it?
He has that blonde, broken nose, looks German, en vision.
But wait, is he an actor or is he the voice?
He is un dog. It is really a good movie. It is very sad. Marmaduke is very evil dog. He kills people.
Does he play any sports like Air Bud?
No, Marmaduke is not. He is evil, pure evil. Yes.
I like that.
He could play for the SS is what he could play for.
The SS did use dogs.
That was the movie un corner.
That was the movie corner.
Now it's time for, this leads right into the other segment we have, learning something new about each other.
Ooh, my favorite segment.
something new, something borrowed, and something dead. New.
Something you did not know about me, but I was married once.
At my wedding. So the new thing
what?
Was a new pair of clogs.
What?
Something borrowed.
Yes.
was I bought a pair of clogs for my wife.
Oh.
My wife's schnitzel.
Your wife is Dutch. That's what the clogs.
Yes.
Okay. And then what was something dead?
My mother. She died there on the wedding day.
Oh, that is so romantic.
I know. She was eating wedding cake. And you know how diabetes runs rampant in Germany.
Germany, rampant!
It just got too much and it blew her up.
Do you know in America they also have diabetes? But they have large walrus man who tells you about diabetes stuff.
I don't trust this walrus man.
He was
I look at him in the eyes and I see nothing.
I don't see anything. You look, it is just a facade, much like this word. He was in the movie Cocoon.
Cocoon?
Cocoon.
I remember I gave that 4 Ingmars out of 5 Bergmans.
Yes.
Because old people just bum me out.
They get yes, it's very. I only gave it 2 umlauts. And then there was, do you know that there was second Cocoon?
I did not know that.
Cocoon 2.
Cocoon 2?
Cocoon 2. And then there was straight...
There's Walrus Man and Cocoon 2?
Yeah, they got him, but they could not get him for the third one.
There's a third... There's a trilogy.
Yes, it is just called Cook. It is prequel. It is just...
Cook.
It's where the original aliens would come from.
I can't believe that didn't get off. I can't believe that wasn't a smash hit.
It should have been.
Cook. just a movie called Cook.
Cook. Cook.
Cook.
Say it correctly.
Oh, sorry, I mispronounced it. I was saying cock, but it's cook.
This is family and show, okay?
I'm
sorry. Alright. What were we talking about?
So what's something new?
Yes. And that leads into my thing that you do not know about me.
Yes.
I helped build Un Berlin Wall.
You helped build it? Rebuilt it?
Well, every weekend I go and try to rebuild it. That's true.
So brick by brick, you are slowly building back up the Berlin Wall.
Soon it will be completed. And I use my experience that I had when I built the first one. Yeah?
No one will ever see it coming.
So yes, I built the first Berlin Wall. And every weekend, it is like some people in America, they go to Home Depot and they get... backsplash for un sinks. I go and I rebuild the wall.
Now, Gunther.
Yes.
Has anyone noticed that you're slowly building this wall again?
Yes.
And do they do anything to stop you?
No, it's, they think it is an art piece.
Oh, yes.
I am mocking it.
But you are really... literally just rebuilding the yes. Berlin Wall.
Well, they think that I am mocking it because it is very long. Did you realize how long it is? And I am
it
just...
It goes through an entire city.
Yes,
Berlin.
You have to start. It's just one brick tall right now.
You've just put in one brick.
Well, no, one brick tall.
What does that...
It is 1 mile long, but one brick tall.
So if you go to Berlin, in the middle of Berlin, there's just a mile of just single bricks
yes.
laying on
and
one another.
And people tripping. Well, yeah. A lot of people tripping. Because so you cannot see.
I can imagine there's a lot of tripping involved.
Because a brick is not very tall when you just look at it.
No.
When I ordered them, they looked taller.
You also had to put them in major intersections and things.
I did.
Major walkways.
Yeah, cars just roll over them.
And that brings us to the end of our show.
Aww.
We'd like to thank some of our sponsors. Existential Gummies.
For the gummies.
Of your mind.
Yes.
They come in many flavors, such as sadness, darkness, suicide, and come in many shapes.
Yes. Also, you forgot the flavor. Black licorice.
Yes.
The darkest and dirtiest
that
of all
right.
flavors. We would also like to thank our other sponsor, Frank's Beef Rolls.
Also, the local movie place.
Yes.
The Music Box.
Un Music Box.
Un Music Box yes. is doing a one-day only screening of The Abyss.
Oh, that's good
the
movie.
The James Cameron classic 1980 science fiction underwater film.
Ooh, Titanic.
That's right. It is Titanic, but more existential dread. It's
Titanic after.
Correct? It is. It's right. If it was after Titanic and there were ghost things involved.
Ooh, spoiler. One spoiler.
Oh, you're right. I think that was a spoiler. I would be honest. I have not seen The Abyss yet.
Yeah?
We'll review it for next week's show.
Okay. Though. And are you watch Abyss? I watch Cocoon or Cock again.
Yes, but you watch Cock.
But I will not watch Cocoon 2.
No, I'd rather watch Marmaduke than Cocoon 2.
Oh, you should watch Marmaduke. It's very sad.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Also, our other sponsor, Pluto. Just the planet.
Oh, yes.
Or not planet.
That's right. That's why it's our sponsor.
It's trying to become planet again.
It's too minuscule and small to be a planet, so it just drifts out in space.
Into the dark abyss.
Into the dark abyss.
We are much like Pluto.
We are much like Pluto, floating in black space with nowhere to go but death.
Do we have any other sponsors?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Oh, I almost forgot. MailChimp. Yes, MailChimp. Go to MailChimp.com and use the offer code Abyss for a free month subscription.
I completely forgot. It was a good show.
This has been another episode of Staring Into the Abyss. I am Hans Ferdinand.
I am Gunther, and I just soon realized that I wanted to go see Babadook, but I saw Marmaduke instead.
A common mistake, I'm sure a lot of people have.
How long into
Marmaduke did you realize you're not seeing Babadook?
About an hour and a half in.
Thanks so much for listening this week. If you liked the episode and want more, please go to iTunes or trythispodcast.com. If you have something you want to share or say to us, please email us at trythispodcast.com. Please go to iTunes and rate and review the show. It really helps to get the word out. That's this week's episode. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.